Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Geek Town Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm your host Dave Elliott and I'm away again this week, so I'm giving you another behind the scenes podcast in place of the normal Geek Town radio show. The interview this week features composer Mike Barnett, who is chatting about a couple of his upcoming projects. Action Pack, which is a preschool animated superhero series coming to Netflix in January, and animated film Bear Grylls' Young Adventurer Endangered. Mike is a musician and composer of film, television, and video games who, over the years, has garnered a reputation as a musical powerhouse working with some of the biggest companies in the entertainment industry. Mike scores Action Pack, an animated series scheduled to premiere on the 4th of January 2022 on Netflix. With hearts, smarts, and superpowers, the heroic kids of the Action Academy work together to battle the baddies and even bring out some of the good in them. In addition to that series, Mike most recently recorded with the Vienna Scoring Orchestra for the first in a series of animated films from Bron Creative and YBG Films titled Bear Grylls' Young Adventurer, based around the famed survivalist. Set in a Hogwarts-style school in Castleton, the UK, the young Grylls deals with the challenges of childhood, learns early life lessons, and embarks on globe-trotting escapades with a group of young friends known as the Secret Ops Squad. In 2016, Mike was nominated for an Annie Award for Outstanding Achievement in Music in the Animated TV and Broadcast Production for his score of Disney Junior's animated series Sheriff Callie's Wild West. Mike's music can also be heard on Disney Junior's Mickey Mouse and the Roadster Racers, as well as the sequel Mickey Mouse Mixed Up Adventures. His other work includes Scholastic Entertainment's Clifford the Big Red Dog, Nickelodeon's Adventures in Wonder Park and Butterbean's Cafe, the Jim Henson Company PBS kids series Splash and Bubbles, and more. Prior to setting out on his own, Mike worked at Hans Zimmer's Remote Control for Emmy-nominated composer James Levine on shows such as Glee, The Blacklist, American Horror Story, Rizzoli and Isles, Major Crimes, The Closer, Damages, and much more. If you'd like to hear more behind-the-scenes podcasts, don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast by searching for Geek Town Radio. This also gives you our weekly Geek Town Radio podcast, which brings you all the latest TV, film, and gaming news. You can also go to the website at geektown.co.uk for daily news stories and all the latest in UK and US TV premiere dates. In addition to all that, up until the end of December, we have the 10th annual Geek Town Awards running on the site, where you can vote for your favourite TV shows, films, and games of 2021 and be in with a chance of winning a huge prize package of geeky goodies. Just go to geektown.co.uk/awards. Now here's the interview with Mike Barnett, composer on Action Pack and Bear Grylls' Young Adventurer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for spending a little bit of time chatting with me.
My pleasure.
Nice to be able to do this in person for a change.
It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah. So before we get into any of the shows that you worked on, just do a little bit of background about you. How did you get into the industry in the first place?
That's a great question and long, but the short of it is I wanted to become a film composer. I graduated from Berklee College of Music with a degree in film scoring and came back home to Los Angeles and interned for a composer named Marco Beltrami. And after my internship, I went and got a job as an assistant for Jimmy Levine over at Remote Control. And I did that for about 4 years, went freelance, landed a job, my first composing gig in my own name, Sheriff Callie's Wild West, which is a third-party Disney Junior show. And from there, got a Mickey Mouse show, and that opened the doors to a lot of the animation studios and got some shows over at Nickelodeon and Amazon and Henson and more Disney and Nick Jr. And now I'm over at Netflix doing more great music, I hope. And yeah, that brings us up to today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's so many people go through that remote control system. We refer to them as Zimmer elves.
Oh, interesting. yeah. Running the gauntlet, the Zimmer gauntlet.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of interesting because working with James and then sort of moving off, your own sort of stuff, though, has been very much animation focused. When did you sort of find that was where you wanted to go?
I've always loved animation. Even in college, if you had a choice between a live action project and an animation project, I would pick the animation project to do whatever we had to do at the time. And I wanted to do that over at Remote, but that's just not what they did. And so when I chatted with him after 4 years, I was like, let's get an animation project. He's like, it's not really what I do. So, went out and just cold called. I was like, do you need a composer? I'll demo whatever. And eventually landed a demo for this Disney Junior show and got it. So yeah, but I found that the parallels for live action and animation are very similar. Story is story. And at least with animation, you get to do a lot more orchestral work. I feel like that's less so in the live action world, unless it's like sci-fi or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I love doing. So I fell into that. Funnily enough, the current show Action Pack is very much orchestra and like a massive amount of synth and band. So it's kind of this cross collaboration of everything. But that's kind of how I steered towards that direction.
That's awesome. Action Pack, as you mentioned, is the thing that's coming up. It's launching January 4th, I think, on Netflix, which is a kids' preschool superhero adventure series, basically.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
They actually released a trailer for it, I think, yesterday. So there is actually a little trailer for it out. And it looks like it's going to be a really fun series for preschoolers. So what was your approach to coming up with the sound for that?
I had conversations with the showrunner about a year before the demo went out, and he had told me he wanted it to be just like a dancey score. And I was like, superhero dance score? I don't think that's gonna work. And then a year went by and the demo call went out, and I was like, he's gonna have changed his mind. Like, he's gonna see reason. And in the brief, it was like superhero dance score. And I was like, all right. So I got a huge playlist of all like the synthy dance pop that I could muster and just listen to hours and hours and hours of it to try and see how I could bridge the gap between like Marvel-esque superhero epicness and this synthy dance score. And just finally, over the course of that process, just kept chipping away and chipping away and came up with, I think, a really fun sounding score that I haven't heard on any TV show ever. I'm really excited about it because it is kind of so unique of this just cross nature, heavy orchestra, but also like crazy sidechain basses and like all these synth pop techniques and fun, you know, reverse cymbals that you normally wouldn't get in an orchestral score. So I'm excited for the release.
Yeah. There's only little bits of it on the trailer, but it's like a really interesting sort of mix of stuff, even at that point. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing where that goes. What point do you actually get to start scoring it? Are you doing it pre having seen anything? Or are you given animatics, or have you got the final thing to sort of score over?
It depends on the project. Each project kind of is different in their process. This one, they sent me maybe like a 3 minute scene or 2 1.5 minute scenes to write the score to do the underscore. but then they also wanted the main title to be written at the same time. Mm-hmm. And what they really wanted was the main title theme to be used throughout the score. Yeah. So it was this holistic approach to, you know, the kids will hear the action pack theme and they'll know the action pack is coming, but the theme needs to be able to play in a heroic way, in a sad way, like any situation you could find the kids in and our team in, would the theme would have to be able to fit. So that took quite a long time of, you know, does it fit this way? No. Okay. I got to refigure. Okay. What about this way? No, I got to adjust it. But I finally cracked the nut and, was able to come up with something that I think satisfied all the different situations.
So you're actually reusing the theme quite a lot throughout, just with transposing from like a orchestra version to sort of pop version to the, you know, sad cello version.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, and we go through so many different genres of, I don't want to spoil anything for the actual TV show, but there's like jazz versions and like classical versions and Dixieland versions, which is jazz, like I mentioned. There's a lot of versions. I don't, anyways, but yeah, I basically channeled my inner Giacchino and was like, we're going to create one theme. It's going to be used all the time. And there's a few other themes, you know, different characters are getting like themes as they come back. But we wanted to shy away from every character getting a theme because it can be a little knee jerky when that happens, you know, especially the fast pace of the action. You didn't want it to get out of its flow, but also it can get quite boring if you keep doing the same theme over and over again without making it interesting. So that presented a challenge as well. But that just makes the orchestration really fun because you get to do so many different things to keep it engaging.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I guess when on a show like this, I don't know how long it is, but presumably it's short of...
About
12
minutes, I think.
Yeah, so they're going to be sort of short form. And if you've got different themes for like every single character and they're supposed to be a team, and I guess a lot of the time they're going to be on screen together, so it makes it difficult to...
Totally, yeah. And, you know, with 11-minute short form, essentially, a lot of kids' animation is done in 11-minute episodes. There's just not a lot of time. So you want to make sure that you make it feel like it's flowing, make it feel like the energy is moving forward, but never let it get... stagnant, never let it plateau. You don't want it just to be... We were actually very conscious of the energy levels, and if it got too high, we'd say, okay, that's great, but now we got to bring it down so we can bring it back up for the big reveal, or we'd have like these peaks and valleys of energy, go, okay, quiet, go, quiet, just so that it wouldn't be relentless.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be too much for kids watching at home.
Yeah, because parents will not appreciate you riding the kids out and bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, I mean, there were some episodes that I don't want to say got away from us, but it would be like we'd blink and be like, is the episode over? Wow, that's a fast-paced episode. Okay, cool, on to the next one. You know, there are some that have a lot of energy. But one of the things I like so much about this project is that it really, really dives into dealing with emotions in a way that other shows don't really want to sit in the awkward. Mm-hmm. And I like that because it kind of gives kids a chance to understand through the eyes of another character, like what they're going through. And hopefully they see, oh, I'm going through those things. And they're able to relate. And the music was able to kind of slow down in those moments. And again, use that theme so that you really feel it. You really feel it in the heart.
Yeah. You've got this high energy sort of score. You're mixing together this sort of orchestra and pop stuff. Any particular sort of interesting instruments, or is it all done digitally using live stuff?
I mean, yeah, I'm singing on it. I've got my voice going through robot sounds. I'm using synth bass with full orchestra. When it starts to go really action-packy, there's like this French horn string and kind of 808 kick with I don't know, like a really processed snare and a bunch of just really ticky hi-hats that kind of start doing like 16th notes and triplets. It's just a fun conglomeration of a bunch of different genres.
Yeah.
And I tried to go as percussion-y synth pop as I could and orchestrally epic with strings and brass. But then, you know, I have like timpanis and grandcassas and piattis in there and huge, huge cymbal swells to really give like size. So you get like the sonic space of a giant hall, but then you'll have like the punch you in the face of an 808 kick. So that's kind of my amalgamation of the two.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to, I mean, I don't have kids, so it's not obviously not really
the It's going to be like first on your list to watch.
Yeah. But it does sound like a really nicely put together. It's interesting as well, because Bill Harper, who's the guy behind it, his background, according to his IMDb, Clarice and Grey's Anatomy, and then suddenly this. I think really bizarre.
People just like being creative. I mean, when I was working on American Horror Story, it's like, it's the same techniques of writing on American Horror Story as it is for this show. You're creating your own world. And then once you create that world, it's the vocabulary of it to paint the picture. So I see it. I mean, especially, you know, you're working with Ryan Murphy, who did Glee and American Horror Story.
People
do the dichotomy of like the, you know, happy-go-lucky and the most sadistic thing you can think of. So
It was just kind of looking through his IMDb. It was like, those two shows and that. That doesn't quite fit, but, you know, great.
Can you imagine, like, the pitch to the network? What else you got? Well.
Funny. So, moving on from Action Packed, you have got another project which you've been working on, which is this Bear Grylls Young Adventurer Endangered. This is a series of films. Mm-hmm. The original report I said sort of said they were planning a series of films, but I think you're saying you're actually working on a second one as well now, so they are clearly moving ahead.
They're moving ahead, yeah. I mean, it's there's not a whole lot I'm allowed to talk about with it, but it's this animated feature film that stars Bear Grylls, and it's about it's a fictitious version of his younger self, and it's this amazing crew of kids who like go on to fight deforestation, and that's kind of Captain Planet meets Captain America almost, but set in the UK, and that's another really fun. We actually got to record the V&A Scoring Orchestra, which I did out of my, you know, because of COVID, I'm doing it from my bedroom at 2 a.m. while they're playing at 9 a.m. And it was this amazing dance of technology to be able to record orchestra live in my bedroom.
But, this was really fun.
Yeah, that was really great. We got to have, I think, 55 musicians throughout 2 days, and it's just brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing how people have managed to keep the orchestras going and record those sort of live things, even in the middle of COVID, you know. I mean, I know Phil Eisler, who we were talking about prior to recording, he had the final score, I think he did for Empire. He'd basically recorded everybody separately and was then stitching them together, which was just a massive project. So it's been incredible how people have just managed to keep those, because those live orchestra gigs obviously disappeared throughout the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them went home and learned how to do home recording. I mean, I think a lot of remote recording is really common. I think it might be here to stay for, you know, not for full orchestra, but certainly for overdub work that you need for TV shows, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really, really awesome. And the Bear Grylls thing does sound kind of interesting. It's described as being set in a Hogwarts-like school in Castleton in the UK, where they can learn these globe-trotting action-adventure things.
It's honestly a really cool film. Like, it kind of sounds like it would be gimmicky, but they just... there's so much heart to it. I've been really impressed with the story and the team that I've been working with. I think it started off as this, oh, we're going to use Bear's name. And then every department along the way just like brought their A game, and it turned into this like amazing movie. So yeah, I mean, it's got this magical vibe. I mean, you know, there's no magic involved, but it's certainly this really cool special film that I'm really excited for when it comes out, because I think it's going to blow people's expectations away.
That does sound like it's going to be quite interesting. I mean, Bear's very popular, so that should be one to look out for. And Action Packed is out on the 4th of January. You have got something else out at the moment, because, you know, I was looking through your Instagram, which is hilarious, by the way. I was looking through your Instagram, and you have a song out there called Hanukkah in Santa Monica, which is just wonderfully funny.
Thank you.
Do you want to just explain what that was and what you did?
Gosh, yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny that you brought that up. Yeah, I basically every year Hanukkah would come around, and I'd get kind of annoyed that it was just, first of all, it competing with Christmas. It's not really a big holiday for Jewish people. We don't really celebrate it in the same way, but because it falls in the same kind of year and it's a light you know, celebrating lights in the darkest time of the year. It's all of a sudden competing with Christmas. And Christmas, you get like a tree and Santa's bringing you presents. And a Hanukkah, we get like a menorah and you're going to eat a bunch of fried food, right? Yeah, like, yeah. That's all that we really got. And I always felt like we needed I wanted a song that was as upbeat and joyous as Christmas, but also kind of snarky. Like, I wanted to make fun of the fact that like stores would get it wrong. Like, you know, anything they could do to make it kind of Jewy to sell you stuff is what they would do. And so I was like, well, let's make the verse this kind of snarky thing. And then the chorus is just this jubilation. But we're also going to have gospel choir on there, yeah, just to make sure that it, you know, you still know we're making fun of it. And then there's this Be the Light section at the very end where we're just like riffing on the funny things that happen in Hanukkah. Yeah. Like, you know, when you make latkes, your house will smell like oil for like the next 7 months. And yeah, it really came together. It was a fun little project that I worked on with some HMI friends. HMI is called Honeymoon Israel, where they take a bunch of people who are interfaith couples to Israel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we made these really close friends and they helped me with the lyrics because I'm not that clever.
It's really funny. I was listening to that and in fact your whole Instagram feed has got some great stuff on it. You know, the inspiration stuff is like other composers and just the funny little clips and stuff. They're really, really fun. So I was definitely enjoying that. I found that on there, so that was really fun. So along with Action Packed, the Bear Grylls thing and Hanukkah in Santa Monica, anything else you've been up to recently that you want to talk about?
I got a 5-month-old son.
Yes.
And that's taken up a ton of my time.
Yes, it does. Yes.
But I am working on movie 2 of Bear Grylls. Yeah. The title is as of yet unannounced, but we're very much in the middle of it and really exciting stuff. They go to whole new places all over the world, and hopefully it's as epic and dare-defying as the number one.
Awesome. Definitely something to look out for. Last couple of questions for
sure.
You. First question is, what TV shows are you watching at the moment?
Well, I just finished Arcane. Did you?
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but no, yes.
The animation on that like I haven't been so blown away since Sony's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, it's some of the coolest animation I've ever seen. Top of the list there for just blew me away. And I loved the release process where they would do 3 episodes and then you have to wait a week, 3 more episodes because it was enough to binge, but then you had to wait. And then I found myself thinking about it throughout the week, being like, I can't wait for the next one. So that was really, really cool. I'm trying to think if there's another one. I know we were watching an Apple TV show, The Foundation.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm a huge sci-fi nerd, so, you know, it's like unabashed sci-fi, you know, like it's unapologetically sci-fi, which is super fun and also very much like the book, but it was cool to see them do it.
I always think with that show, it's kind of one that, you know, it's not one that you can half watch while you're looking at your phone, you know, it's something you focus on and it's like they stitch it together so well because it should not be filmable, that book at all.
Right. And I feel like every episode is its own like mini series. Like they just do such a good job. So yeah, we've really been enjoying that one.
Yeah. So the last question for you, if you had the opportunity to work on any TV show, it can be something from the past, something that's present day, or some sort of future genre that maybe you haven't worked in yet, what would it be?
Any TV show ever. That's huge. I mean, I would love to work on the new Lord of the Rings series that's coming out on Amazon.
Weirdly, that's quite popular, yeah.
I haven't seen it, obviously. I don't think a lot of people have. No. I think Lauren Balfe's doing that one, but he's going to do a great job and it looks amazing. I'm a huge, huge fantasy nerd. Anything D&D based, I think would be really cool. So like, whether it's that or even Outlander or there's a bunch of books that I read that I'm like, man, I heard Name of the Wind was going to be a TV show and Lin-Manuel Miranda was going to be attached as a producer.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I need to find out who is going to be doing this because that's going to be the coolest project ever. So no, anything fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was that old, if you like sort of the Dungeons and Dragons-y kind of things, there was the old 80s cartoon, which definitely needs a remake, but, you know, so that would be a great one.
Oh, I would be stunning. Also, you know, The Witcher, I mean, like, Game of Thrones would be cool, but by the end of that series, I was like, okay, I'm tired.
No, I love all that stuff. Witcher's coming back next week, I think, so.
Yeah, and I think Joe...
Oh, Joseph Chapanese.
That's right. Joseph Chapanese. And he did, I believe he did, was it Winter and Bone?
Yeah, Shadow and Bone. Yeah.
And that was an amazing score. And I also loved those books. So I really want to, that's another one I'd like to be a part of. Anything that Joe's doing right now, I want to be a part of. Yeah. I should know his name.
Go and try and like steal that off him. Yeah. work alongside.
Yeah, I'll work with him. That'd be great.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you for spending a little bit of time
Dave.
It's been really, really lovely. And it's nice to actually be doing it in person as well. So, you know.
Totally. Totally. Well, thank you for coming over and thanks for taking the time.
No worries. The new show, which is called Action Pack, is out on January 4th on Netflix. So go out and certainly if you've got little kids, definitely worth watching.
Totally.
And hopefully we'll talk again, maybe when you can talk a bit more about the Bear Grylls.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for chatting.
My pleasure.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.